Welcome to Male Models Podcast. My name is Joe. That's Josh Peck. We're not fighting.
Joe doesn't really know how to use his money in any smart way. Can we talk about what happened with this house?
For what?
Okay. Let's begin.
Where?
Joe listened to some podcasts about people making a lot of money investing in real estate, and he ended it there. He's like a guy who heard someone win the lottery and goes, "Sounds pretty easy to me. I'm gonna buy some scratchers, Dan."
Stop, man.
If you're a real estate agent, buckle up. So he goes and sees a townhouse, a brand new townhouse that he's considering buying. He gets some random back of the yellow pages real estate agent.
I got a good recommended one.
You got a Groupon real estate agent.
No, I didn't.
Call her out on this because she's awful.
No, she was fine in the moment until hindsight.
There's no fine in the moment. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about, fine in the moment.
I am just a kid, and I don't know why you're picking on me.
You know, there's a lot of things that are fine in the moment. Like when you meet a nice person at the club, take them back to your house, have a wonderful romantic escapade, and when you wake up, your stereo's gone. It was fun in the moment.
I don't like being reprimanded by you.
But now you need new speakers and a subwoofer. And I know things. You come to me to be your resident grown-up. I'm your father adjacent.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of dad.
So that's why I'm scared right
CBS,
now.
On CBS Mondays at 8.
Kind of Dad starring Josh Peck.
And Reba McEntire. How good. No one take that idea. I'm going to go pitch it tomorrow. So you get this house. You come in. You look at the townhouse, right? Now, standard operating procedure, a.k.a. SOP, of any home purchase is that you do an inspection. You hire someone, a professional, to come in, look around a little bit, check the floorboards, make sure the thing isn't built on stilts, you big dum-dum. This genius Yellow Pages Groupon realtor of his goes, "It's brand new. We don't need no inspection." And Joe goes, "Okay."
I hate you.
I mean, how did you not?
I'm learning.
You're learning by losing money.
No, I didn't lose any money.
You did, because you lost worse than money.
Time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't replenish that.
No, you can't. I agree. I lost time. That's it.
No, and you know what else you lost? Your health, because of stress.
I didn't get that stressed over this.
Yeah, because you're like in your own world.
See? It's a double-edged sword. I'm saving myself.
See, this is why being as smart as I am, it's not great for your life.
Yeah, because you know too much.
Dumb people are just cruising through life.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, I could tell.
Look at how happy I am.
I'm looking at it. And for all of you who can't see this, he also has a happy face on his big dumb trucker hat he's wearing.
Oh, that probably makes you so mad, boomer.
So then he doesn't have an inspector come and check out this house, and it doesn't matter that it's brand new. There can still be issues. So I come to his beautiful new townhome. I'm happy for this kid. I buy him like a move-in gift.
Did you?
No.
You've talked about it.
My relationship with you is your move-in gift, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so I walk in, and I'm going up the stairs, and his wall looks like a quilt, as in patched together. I go, "Joey, why this brand new house?" Joe says, "They said they'd fix it, but they never came." I said, "Did you not tell them to fix it before you gave them all your money?" And Joe goes, "Nah, I just gave them the money." Then
I hate this so much.
Then we want to cook something, right? I'm doing a DiGiorno brand deal. There's a lot riding on this. We need to turn on the oven. Oven don't work. Oven's beautiful, like 18 burners. Jokes on Joe. That's what this spot should be called, Jokes on Joe. Oven don't work. How come it don't work? I thought this was a brand new house. Joe goes, "They said they fix it, but I gave them all my money first."
I hate you so much.
Then
there are issues in the house. What do you want?
One more thing.
I'm learning.
You walk into the living room. There's all these beautiful speakers built into the ceiling. Really, really nice job. I say, "Joey, let's put on Jurassic Park, your favorite movie. 5.1 Dolby Digital Surround Sound." Joey goes, there's actually not a sound system in the house. I said, it was on the flyer for the house. They promised you. He says, yeah, but I gave them all my money first. And then they said, our bad.
Moral of the story, get a home, get an inspection before you buy a home and get it all worked out. I was in a rush. I was trying to get it moved in. What do you want from me?
And then I tell him,
here we go,
like any good Jew, sue this realtor. I said, she got insurance for this stuff. She led you astray. Joe goes, I got a hike I got to do. What, am I going to sue someone? Joe, how do you get through life?
I'm learning. It was a learning curve. It was a learning experience. I had no one guiding my hand at the time.
I'm here guiding you, and you're about to get into yet another bad, bad thing.
You come in at chapter 11 as usual, and that's when you try helping clean up.
Is this just a happy accident that you referenced chapter 11, which is bankruptcy? This is not good. I want you to do well. I need you to prosper because I know I'm first in line when you need to borrow money.
Yeah, of course.
And you know I'm loaded. I'm super smart with my money.
You got book money coming in through your ears.
I don't know about that, but I grew up with nothing. Thus, I hoard it all.
I know.
I got a war chest under my floorboards.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to our TED Talk. This has been Mel.
I got bad news.
Worse than my real estate news?
James Corden's leaving the Late Late Show.
How do you segue? What's the moral of my real estate story? Get a home inspection?
Don't rush. Don't do things with a blindfold on, hoping for the best.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, get a home inspection. Get a good realtor who explains things to you. James Corden's leaving the Late Late Show, says Deadline. The Brit has extended his contract for the CBS Late Night series for 1 year and will depart ahead of summer 2023. It's been a really hard decision to leave because I'm so immensely proud of the show, Corden told Deadline. I'm thrilled to be extending for a year. I always thought I'd do it for 5 years and then leave. And then I stayed on. I've really been thinking about it for a long time, thinking whether there might be one more adventure.
What's his reason for leaving?
I think he's just done with it.
He's just over it?
8.5 years? It's pretty short in...
Very short for late night.
For late night, if you're successful. If you're not successful, they'll boot you quick.
Oh, in one season. Mm-hmm. That's nuts that he just wants to leave. He has something else lined up, obviously.
Well, he's not a guy who likes to take a lot of time off. Like, while he's been doing this show, he pretty much does everything under the sun, right?
He does movies.
Movies. I feel like if there's a musical, he's in it.
Oh, of course.
Anything guest star, he hosted the Friends reunion.
He's on YouTube.
He's got a lot going. Those carpool karaoke's are good.
So they're looking for a replacement. We have voices.
We would be incredible at late night.
As a tag team?
No.
Can I be your Andy Richter?
Yeah, you'd be my Andy.
Oh, hell yeah. Yo, yeah. Conan's the best late night, for sure.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Never been a big... Listen, I'm not a fan of the format. I think it's anachronistic. And while you look that up, I'll just tell you what it means. I think it's dated.
Do you know how many times I listen to the pod and people are like, what did he just say? Your vocabulary is too advanced. Dumb it down for us.
I don't know what you're talking about. What you just said is like so concomitant to like just so many of like the misperceived ideas about what goes on with me.
Did your copywriter tell you to dumb it down when you were writing your book a little?
No, but my editor at one point did see a word that I didn't mean to use. And she's like, is this a word? I know it actually exists. I'm just not sure I've ever seen it in print.
Yeah.
And I was like, you better believe it is. Yeah, my mom growing up was a big fan of words. Like, we always played Scrabble. She would always like tell me some good vocabulary word. And now that she's in her 70s and I'm like, you know, 35, vibrant, young, flourishing, my
hot.
My mind's firing on all cylinders. I take nootropics. I'm crushing it. I'll call her excited to tell her new words. She's never impressed.
Really?
She'll be like, yeah, but no one's ever going to use that word. And I'll be like, okay. And then she'll be like, I like this word. And it'll be really, like, easy.
Who's better at Scrabble, you or her?
Probably my mom, to be honest. I'm not a great Scrabble player. I'm not a great game guy. I'm good at chess. But other than that, I'm not, like, great strategy. Because I think games are a waste of time unless you're with a 3-year-old.
Mm.
You know?
So why do you hate the late night show?
I just don't, I'm not a big fan of the format. In general, I think these things are way too long. I don't know who's, I mean, before YouTube, I don't know who was staying up till midnight to watch these things. And then you have to watch a monologue, which is usually only okay because it's been written in the last 2 hours because it has to be about current events. Then you'll watch some bit that's okay, maybe, unless it's Carpool Karaoke, which was super genius.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when we made the Hanukkah boy band, Boys to Menorah, which was genius.
Oh, yeah. You were on Corden.
No big deal.
You and who?
Zach Braff. Charlie Puth. Half Jew. Christopher Mintz-Plasse, a.k.a. McLovin, a.k.a. Half Jew.
The five best Jews in Hollywood.
Me and Zach Braff, we're full bloods. You know what I mean? Yeah, no mistaking us.
Do you like Conan stand-up?
Does he even do stand-up anymore?
Not, I guess not as much anymore. I always loved his sketches when he would go places and just be himself and improv with everybody.
I'll qualify this. I think he's incredibly smart. And it's like, how do I say this? I can appreciate and honor his powers and talent. It's just not for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Take The Office. It's not for me. Not
like,
for me.
I don't like that statement.
Hey, Joe, you want to know what's not for me?
Real estate?
It's not for me. But yeah, I just, so, and then what kills me, and I think in the era of podcasts, such as this one, Male Model, shout out, like long form interviews can be really interesting with the right person. And I think like best case scenario, you have someone on the show for 7 minutes, or if they get 2 segments because they're really famous, they get 2 like 8-minute segments where they're basically talking in sound bites.
Right.
Right.
They're just trying to get the highlights.
Or they're not interesting, and then it's like a 6-minute interview that you could tell that the host is just hating having to even talk to them.
Yeah.
Right. You know, in life, there's a term, and I came up with it. And it's called Too Much Good Stuff. Like this podcast, Too Much Good Stuff.
You think we got to shorten it?
Maybe.
10?
5. keep it in clips. But I think late night in its form now is not enough good stuff. I actually think it was the genius of Chelsea Handler that when she did her show on E!, it was like a round table of comedians basically like gangbanging a topic and like topping each other with jokes, which was really funny. And that was like the first 12 to 15 minutes. And then she had one guest and she was done. 30 minutes. Like SNL, too long.
Really?
Everything can be shorter. Look, you were so smart with this podcast, like 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
If I order a pizza, it better be here by the end of this podcast. Otherwise, Domino's is going to get a piece of my mind.
Did you know MTV Cribs, a lot of the celebrities rented their houses for the show?
I did because I got that article too.
Really?
Hey, let's start with Ja Rule.
And JoJo the Singer. Do you remember JoJo?
Yeah, the girl, JoJo. She was from Aquamarine. She was from a
band?
No, it was like a YA teen movie.
Okay. Well, she used her uncle's house and she regretted not doing it bigger. She just like owned the fact that she didn't
use she her used her house. Uncle's house. And was it like a modest house? Like, or
no, he was rich. It was a big house, but she just used his instead. It's so funny that MTV's producers were just like, let's film the biggest house we can get.
But you, like, as a kid, and you, when you watch that, you were like, wow, every person has like a perfect stage home. When in reality, now as a grown up, you're like, 90% of that shit was fake.
All of it was fake.
Yeah.
Ja Rule, like you said, he rented a home and he was sued by the homeowner for trashing the place.
Sounds about right.
50 Cent, he rented his 3 Ferraris.
Which is weird because he's got vitamin water money.
He does. Oh, yeah. He owned Triple X. That was the flavor.
Yeah, he was early on in vitamin. When did vitamin water drop? 2005?
Yeah, 2005, 2006. It was popping on the East Coast.
Hey, male model's assistant, look up how much money 50 Cent made from his vitamin water deal. You got it, Mr. Josh. Sorry, I'm working on it. Keep going.
Destiny's Child. They were the first ones to use it as an endorsement. So they got paid by a sponsorship in their pod.
Wow. I get that. That is so something that Beyonce Knowles' mother would set up. 50 Cent's most brilliant financial investment came when he negotiated a minority stake in Vitamin Water in return for being their celebrity spokesman. Lending his name for the Formula 50 drink. The Coca-Cola company acquired Vitamin Water from Glacier, Glaciou. Glacier? No.
Glaciou.
Glaciou.
Yeah.
For $4.1 billion, it made 50 Cent roughly 10 times more money than he had ever made rapping. 50's equity stake in Vitamin Water was initially reported to be 10%, which would have meant $410 million in his pockets. But it actually turns out that it was closer to 2.5%, and he got a measly peasanty $100 to $150 million from the sale.
That's insane.
Ugh. I just want to get rich quick.
Have you ever had an endorsement, celebrity endorsement?
No, nothing good. I remember once when we were shooting Grandfathered, my show with John Stamos, he walked into the green room and me and some of the actors were there and he's like, anybody got diabetes here? And I was like, why? He's like, oh, my agent just called to ask me if I had diabetes because I guess there's some like diabetes drug that's offering $3 or $4 million to be their spokesperson. Yeah, because I guess like if you're going to be a celebrity endorsing some medication, you actually have to have the ailment. And they say that pharmaceutical companies aren't the most honest.
Yo, if I could be the endorser for Hershey's, oh, get Kit Kats, Hershey bars, Crunch bars all the time. Actually, Crunch is by Nestle.
Look, no hate on Nestle, Hershey's, candy in general. But do you find that in your adult age, Kit Kats, Nutrageous, Paydays, Reese's, Kit Kats, Snickers, Kit Kats, you know, the good stuff. None of it tastes the same as when it did when we were kids.
False.
You think it's just as good?
Oh, yeah. Especially around Halloween time. You get those little miniatures, you can have like a whole pound.
Miniatures are very special. Plus, I like a holiday-themed anything. So if like a Reese's is in the form of a fun pumpkin, you know your boy is in.
What about the Reese's Easter bunnies?
Great.
Really?
Eggs?
I'm a tradition. I love the texture on the side of the Reese's.
Fine. Listen, you do you, live your life. We're in America. But I find overall, like as a kid, to go to like the bodega or the corner store and get, I mean, like if I was getting a king size Reese's, which was 4 cups, which was only at the movies, and like I'm huffing that down my throat as we're watching Casper the movie and or Saving Private Ryan, like was heaven. Now,
doesn't do it for you.
No, and I think I've just got like bougie taste buds. Like I want like a hot lava cake. I want like a really good donut.
Okay, I pick.
I know. I don't know what's changed. You know, 11 people know that reference, right?
You know what changed me from you?
Hmm.
When we went to AMC and we got those gourmet popcorns where they're covered in caramel.
Hmm.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
So good.
Popcorn and all its derivatives. Delicious.
Really splurge.
Ooh, this is fun. Ooh, the most unusual celebrity baby names. Are we ready? Let's get into this. Let's have fun. Huh? Let's have fun. Been in the news a lot.
Angelina.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. Wolf Webster.
Oh, wow. I didn't know the middle name.
Kind of dope.
Wolf.
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 Wolf, Wolf Scott. Mmm.
Ooh.
Two first names for a name is always weird, but could be good or really bad.
They say never trust somebody with two first names.
Yeah. Dude, I met a guy once when I was a kid named Bob Roberts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What was his first name? Like real legal name?
I don't know.
Was it Robert?
Listen, you meet a guy named Bob Roberts, you don't ask for details.
Is it actually?
You take him at his word.
Are you messing with me?
No, dude, Bob Roberts.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Bill Williams? Could you imagine?
Do you think his parents were setting him up for failure?
Or to be a legend and total icon?
Yo, Robbie Roberts.
Okay. The child of Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry, Daisy Dove. Also cute.
Kind of sounds like Daisy Duck.
But it's going to... Daisy Bloom? And... A lot of flower, a lot of flower blooming, the flowers. I'm thinking allergies, I'm getting hives.
What's Daisy. Your son's name again? Highway Patrol Peck?
His name is Max, middle name It Out, last name Peck.
Max It Out Peck.
No, my son's name is Max Milo Peck.
Max Milo Peck. That's a beautiful name. Why Milo?
MMP. My wife wishes she ended up with Milo Ventimiglia, but she settled with me.
Really? Who would say
is I am sort of a... You know who Milo Ventimiglia is.
No.
He's a better looking version of me, dude. Check him out. No, it's crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be that emphatic.
Oh, my God.
It could be subjective. Maybe we're just different flavors and we're equally good looking. Hey, fuck you.
It's okay. I'm going to lose my house in a few weeks anyway. So
that's cool. Yeah, dude, he's the whole package. But you think he can make you laugh like I can?
Can you imagine if he could?
Dream. By the way, I met him. Lovely.
Really?
Beauty. I asked him to make a video for a friend of mine who's a super fan, and he did it, like, quick.
Really?
Yeah, he did it within a couple days, which in actor time is seconds.
What other celebrities have asked you for a video for their friend?
Other celebrities, video, friend, no one.
No really. One?
No.
Please.
Yeah, no.
Michael Strahan?
No. This one's an interesting one. Ed Sheeran, his child is named Lyra Antarctica. Lyra Antarctica.
Who's his baby mama?
Antarctica. Cherry Seaborn.
Actually?
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Cherry. Did you watch the Kardashians?
No, you keep asking me.
Why? That's our one thing. All the male modelers are watching it.
You decided that it was our one thing, and I agree, and I will catch up.
Yes!
I'm about to go... Okay, so this is airing on Tuesday. So right now, we're pre-recording this because right now I am in Pennsylvania about to go perform at Lafayette University.
Woo!
Sunday, I'm at the University of Kentucky, baby.
Oh, wow. Are you coming back home in between?
No, because I have Sunday, I have University of Kentucky, and Tuesday, I have Lafayette. And for anyone who's like thinking about robbing my house, joke's on you. I'm already home, you fuck.
Where are you Monday?
Monday, I'm going to go to New York for the day and do Giannis's podcast.
Oh, really?
Giannis Pop is great app, just dropped. No?
Yeah, loved it. Are you excited to go on his?
Yeah, no. Giannis Pop, it's long days. I think it'll be a nice time.
When you go on other people's podcasts, do you talk about male models?
First of all, let me just say this, and I've had an incredible publicist, a personal publicist and book publicist for Happy People Are Annoying, my book, definitely not on the New York Times bestseller list, still 5 weeks deep. I'm over it. But I have done so many podcasts, I'm done. I'm spent. I can't do no more.
But do you talk about male models on podcasts?
Every single time.
There's not one 2-hour podcast that maybe you didn't mention male models on?
Like Bert Kreischer's pod? I did mention it.
Someone messaged me saying that you didn't.
Who's someone?
It's a fan.
A fan. Mr. Volpes?
No, somebody reached out to me and said Josh didn't talk about male models once on Bert Kreischer's 2-hour podcast, that you were late for us that day.
Here's one thing I'll say. We were in a groove.
A 2-hour groove that I didn't come up?
I mentioned you all the time. Why did you just set me up for that? I hate you. You're like Johnny Depp's lawyers. You're really good.
Are you following that trial?
I mean, I can't get away from it.
Dude, more it's importantly. My entire TikTok feed.
Oh, it's just enough already.
It's crazy. How come they're like live feeding this?
I don't know. I guess the legality of it is so that they're allowed to do that. I mean...
And that's the state that they did it in?
Yeah, because it's in Virginia, right?
Right.
Right.
So interesting. And why there? Because it's not like they live there.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I think it's really, really interesting. And I think that it's sad for all parties involved and America that we can't get enough of this trial.
What was the last trial that everyone was really into?
What was the last trial? OJ.
No, the Peterson one in Florida.
That was in Modesto, it was in California.
Oh, was it?
Casey Anthony.
Yes.
Casey Anthony, that was a big one.
That was in California? Peterson.
No, no, that might have been Florida.
Yeah. OJ was California.
It was. In fact, you can actually still go in Brentwood to exactly where it happened.
To his house?
Well, it wasn't his house. It was Nicole's house.
Does somebody live there?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Can you imagine that, Juju?
Wow.
I mean...
I drove past the Amityville Horror House.
In Long Island?
Yes.
And?
They redid
any
it.
Bad juju?
Ghosts.
Bad juju?
Ghosts followed me.
You believe in ghosts?
Yes. I'm going to say it. That way they don't haunt me.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're like, like, if you believe in Santa Claus and he actually exists, he's not going to not come to your house because you believe in him.
Why would you even say that he doesn't exist?
He's not a spiteful jerk.
Why would you say something like that?
That Santa Claus doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Let's lead with that.
You are so hurtful. I can't wait to tell you. We're going out to dinner tonight, double date. I'm going to tell Max everything.
First of all, you bullied me into a double date, so if you dare talk to my child at all tonight, we're not friends anymore.
I'm going to not talk to your son.
No, you can talk to him all you want. And listen, he's a pretty pragmatic kid, so he might beat you to it. I'm going to prepare him. When he runs into you, he's going to be like, Uncle Joe, there is no Santa. It's a fallacy that's been propagated by big companies so that they can make money off of a very important holiday that was originally based in religion, but now it's just based in making money for greedy corporations.
What about the Tooth Fairy, Max?
That I'm down for because it puts money in my overalls. Here's what I was thinking for next week's episode.
Okay.
We could start playing a game, Two Truths and a Lie. Heard of it?
Okay.
So we'll put out a couple of stories. We'll see which one is truthful and which one is a lie. I'll start with a story that might be truthful or a lie. I went to maybe one of the top five most famous movie stars' house in the Malibu.
Okay.
For 4th of July. He barbecued, threw out ice creams, and we made a lot of eye contact. Maybe it's truthful. Maybe it's a lie. We'll find out on the next episode of...
Hold on. That is not how the game works.
Male models.
That's not how it works.